This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with some good buddies from Verizon Frontline, Jason Mitchell and Calvin Jackson. Guys, thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Well, and for the audience, Calvin and I are not related. Even if we were, he's way cooler than me, and so he probably wouldn't have admitted it anyway. But anyway, hey, guys, earlier this month you all announced this new innovation program. Tell me, Jason, how important is innovation to public safety communications and Verizon Frontline and to the first responders that use it?
Sure. Hey, thanks, Donnie. Appreciate it. Yeah, and those that of you that may not be aware, I'm sure most of you are, but Verizon Frontline is really the advanced network and the technology behind it that's built for first responders, not only developed in partnership with public safety officials and agencies on the front lines, but really developed to meet their unique and evolving needs. And recently, we've had 80% of our survey respondents that identified certain topics that were really a top priority for them in the future. And one of those was utilizing and embracing new technology. Some of the least used devices today are really poised for a dramatic rise by first responders over the next 5 years. And I'll give you an example. You know, only 5% of the respondents said that they use augmented or virtual reality today on a daily basis. But, you know, almost a quarter of those, they anticipated using it on a daily basis in the next 5 years. And so that's only one example. And really what we look at is the innovation side of things. And really for more than 30 years, we've worked, you know, hand in hand with our public safety partners to really find groundbreaking solutions that not only address the complex needs of first responders, but also other things that are going to happen in the future. We're really proud of this decades long commitment. And by understanding and meeting those mission critical communication requirements, and especially with the Verizon Frontline Innovation Program, it really represents another avenue for us to help first responders achieve their missions, not only today, but for the future.
Okay. Wow. Great stuff. So Calvin, you know, you guys have talked about, and at our show and elsewhere, the 5G first responder lab that Verizon's had. How is this different, and is it related in any way?
It's very related. The mission hasn't changed. You know, at the end of the day, the goal is to look at the technology that's in place today and figure out what that evolution is going into the future. I think Jason mentioned that, you know, first responders are embracing more and more new technology, and we want to be on the forefront of that. And what does that look like, you know, 5 years, 10 years down the line? And, you know, Verizon has, you know, the most trusted network for first responders, you know, more than any other network provider out there today. You know, more than 37,000 public safety agencies subscribe to Verizon services. And how do we meet the needs and challenges that they're facing today and that they're going to be facing in the future with the advent of augmented reality and virtual reality? And as the threat landscape changes, so does the technology has to keep up or at least be ahead of that in many ways.
Okay. Well, so now the previous initiative was a lab. Is this more of an actual product?
It's really an incubator. You know, it's about, you know, finding those new cutting edge solutions and those new emerging technologies and figuring out what the use case is that would, you know, also work with the leading 5G network in the world.
Okay. And is this something that Verizon Frontline is doing on its own, or is this something that where you all partner with other vendors and I would think even academics in some cases? Jason?
Yeah, and great question. And really, I like to use the example of Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak with the Apple One computer in a garage. And there's a lot of amazing individuals out there. And really what we're targeting is those incubators, those small startups, those individuals with the big-brained ideas. They may not have the ability, the marketing, the legal, the testing ability that Verizon really brings to the table. And so we started, you know, very, very small. And when I say small, seven partners today. And those include folks such as Axon, Cake Bikes, Federal Signal, Avis, which is a well-known public safety partner, Trellisware, Panorama Antenna. And really by focusing on those, individuals, it really allows us to use some of the devices, some of the assets, some of the products that are already out there today. But it also allows us to work with those agencies, or I'm sorry, with those vendors to kind of talk about the art of the possible, what's available in the future. We've got a great thing today, but what can we do in 5 years when technology is so far advanced? But while I do say that we work with those vendors that have proven track records, we're really out there looking for anyone that has ideas, because our goal is to make sure that those folks on the front lines are protected with the communications they need so they can go home to their families each and every day.
Yeah, I think just to kind of piggyback on that, Donnie, you mentioned earlier, do we have an idea and say this is what we're looking for? I think part of that is us listening to our public safety partners, listening to the folks who are doing the job on the street, on the front lines on a daily basis, understanding what their challenges are, and then trying to find solutions that fit those needs.
Okay. So I guess, can you take me through the process in terms of, hey, I'm a partner, here's an idea. Can you kind of walk us through what that's going to look like for them in terms of, hey, they apply, and then what, and how does this eventually get to the public safety first responder out in the market?
Sure. We launched the Verizon Frontline Innovation Program in conjunction with the Verizon Frontline Innovation Program website. If listeners would, find their way to the Verizon Frontline webpage, they'll be able to link into the Innovation Program. And within there, you'll be able to see some of our existing partners, some of the solutions that we've been able to generate thus far. But there's also a section where you can submit an idea, and if you submit that idea, that goes to the Verizon Frontline Innovation team that is the engine behind this program, and we will evaluate, meet with those potential startups or existing companies and basically go through their solution and figure out what the best fit for that is in the public safety sphere. Jason, if you wanted to add anything.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think really what it looks at is there's going to be a lot of ideas. And while we're not targeting a certain type of application or a vendor or even an ideation, we know that we're going to get other folks that have, additional capabilities that we want to make sure that Verizon or public safety in general is aware. So as the submission forms are completed, we're going to vet them. And then if it's not a fit for what we're looking for, but if it's something else, we're going to make sure that we hand them off softly to another segment of Verizon. We've gotten a few examples here recently where individuals were interested in utilizing public safety plans with priority and preemption. And what we've done is hand those off to that department inside Verizon so they can have those conversations to bring their product to fruition. May just not meet what we're looking for.
Okay, and I just want to be clear on one thing. I know you said, hey, if I'm a vendor, I can come here and submit, hey, here's my idea and everything. If I'm a public safety person, can I submit the idea even though, hey, I don't have a way to solve it, but here's a problem I'm having. Can you guys in the innovation program kind of come up with something?
Yeah, and that's the great thing about it is, the Verizon crisis, the Verizon Frontline Crisis Response Team is really kind of made up of those individuals that have that experience. With the 21 individuals, we've got, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And so we agree that that's very important because we kind of pull from our backgrounds and our experiences. And yeah, I think although it's not necessary or mandatory, I think it does make sense. Tell us what's not working on the front lines today. You may not have a budget. You may be a small department. Let us know. Let us put the power of Verizon to work for you.
Okay. And then from the vendor side, do I have separate questions I need to answer as opposed to if I'm on the user side within submitting, hey, here, can you solve this problem?
Yeah, I mean, we really look for, some basic information as to, what the solution is or what the challenge is if you're talking about an agency. And then just some feedback as to, if you're a partner, a vendor submitting, what is your solution? How does it work? What's the relevance to public safety? And obviously, if you're a public safety agency and you're submitting something as a suggestion, we just like to understand your pain points and what your challenges are. One of the things that I found, most interesting, and it's somewhat organic, right? It wasn't necessarily planned, but, we have, Jason mentioned the seven individual vendors that we were working with, partners that came in as individual partners. And then, you know, from that, bringing us together, bringing those partners together to create solutions, we've actually created new partnerships where those partners are now working with each other, as opposed to, you know, they're just, you know, a hub and spoke, everything coming into Verizon and going back out. It's really become more of a meshed partnership where these partners are talking to each other and they're ideating on solutions. And at the core of that remains the Verizon 5G network, but really just I love the ecosystem and the organic ideation that comes from that.
Okay, very cool. And by the way, if I'm a vendor and I submit something, do I have any kind of exclusivity with Verizon, or I'm going to be able to keep doing the business I've already doing?
We'd love to have exclusivity, of course, you know, being, but no, and we understand, and I think that's what's so great about the public safety landscape and in general is basically you're going to have an antenna manufacturer, you're going to have a router manufacturer, and we can't ask them to just go Verizon, right? So that would probably kill their business model. But there are going to be some things that utilize certain things that Verizon has to offer. There are going to be, especially in the UAS side, you know, we're doing a lot with tactical applications or team awareness kit right now, ATAC, ITAC, CivTAC. There's going to be some of those things in the future, but no, we definitely don't expect anyone just to have any kind of exclusive agreement with Verizon.
Okay, and where can people find out more about this, and maybe talk to you face to face?
Well, we will be at IWCE coming up is that March timeframe, and we'll be presenting there. But again, I encourage everyone to visit the Verizon Frontline website, and you can find a lot of information there as well.
Very cool. Well, Calvin, Jason, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, and good luck, and please let us know what's coming out of the innovation program. We'd always love to hear that.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Donnie. We'll see you in beautiful Orlando, where the sun comes out every once in a while.
Every once in a while. Thank you, Donnie. I appreciate the time. Great questions.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.